Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 53, Seeing the Opportunity in the Struggle. I know some of you already are saying, what is with that? Well, you know what? There are so many lessons to be found. And while we're in the midst of our struggle, we don't always see it. And some people thrive just on having that struggle. So today I wanted to use this topic to really dig deep into what some of you may be going through and knowing that you're not alone. When you decided to become an entrepreneur, chances are you became one for one of the following reasons. You may have been climbing the corporate ladder and decided it wasn't taking you to where you wanted to go. You became bored with your work because it lacked meaning. You decided you could make a bigger difference by doing something on your own or with a team that you helped put together. You may have decided to become an entrepreneur because you needed an outlet where you could innovate and use those creative juices. Another reason for choosing this lifestyle may have been because you wanted to have control over your own actions and maybe even work-life balance. You chose this route for flexibility, to develop a deeper connection with people. You may have even chosen to be an entrepreneur because you didn't feel like you fit into the mold of a business or an organization that you were working for. You may have seen a pain point in the industry and you decided that you're going to provide a solution. All of these were game-changing decisions to live life differently. And once you got started, you probably thought, oh, what did I get myself into? You know, you might have people saying, do you really work? To the outside world, being an entrepreneur might look like you have no rules or boundaries. You may be attending charity events and socials more than they see you working. What the outside world doesn't know is that you put in a lot of hard work and many hours that are not on display for them to see. But my question for you is, are you struggling in silence? There may have been times when you've been struggling in silence, not wanting anyone to know about some of the lack of results for lack of money coming in. This can be devastating, as you may have a family or yourself counting on you, and you feel like you're failing. The fear of failure may consume you to the point you may become depressed. Well, there is action. Failure is seen as optional. Where true failure occurs, there is no action, and hence, no results. You have the fear of uncertainty, not knowing what the future will hold. Fear is more common than you think, whether you're an entrepreneur or not. Everyone faces uncertainty the moment they awaken for the day. But I want you to think about, what is the action you can take? When it comes to finances, when you know your numbers, you can make better decisions. Some of the things that you need to look at is, what is going on? Is it my sales process? Is it my approach? Gain more knowledge. Start measuring things. What you pay attention to will make a big difference. Neil Patel said, just because you're struggling doesn't mean you're failing. So I wanted to just reinforce this to you. Just because you are struggling does not mean you're failing. You may be overwhelmed by the increasing competition. One of Neil Patel's business philosophies is not to talk about your successes, as you may be bringing on more competition. It is more powerful for others to share your successes. Be careful not to get caught up in the comparison trap. When you start comparing your other people's successes to your own, you diminish your own worth. You need to be aware of the strength that you bring to the marketplace and how you and what you deliver is different and can stand out above the crowd. What is the action here? Pay attention to the details that others do not. Ensure that these competition and comparisons don't lead you to being a lone ranger mentality. There is a difference between being alone and being lonely. Sometimes when we're lonely, we latch on to anyone, even if they're not the ideal client. But when you're alone, you can be true to yourself and get really clear about your compelling vision. Your job is to delegate or outsource to others so that they can help you achieve that compelling vision. Build your team gradually. They don't need to be full-time team members. You can hire people on a part-time basis or by contract. If you try to do everything by yourself for a long period of time, your business will not be sustainable or you will not see growth. You may even burn out. As an entrepreneur, know that you're not alone. Know that struggles that you face, others too are facing. You are just not talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. So join groups and associations where you can surround yourself with like-minded people who help push you to the next level, who can help you see the potential of your greatness. Often the people around us can see so much more greatness in ourselves than we do when we look in the mirror. Talk with others who've been where you want to go, or find a mentor to share those experiences. Use competition to your advantage. Again, it's about paying attention to those finer details of what you deliver and truly listen to your customers' needs, wants, and deliver that value. Go to networking events and build relationships. They need to go beyond the hello. Connect with associations in your industry. Discover what their goals are and how you can help. As you help others achieve their goals, they in turn will want to help you. This is called the law of reciprocity. You will build loyalty and trust like no other. Learn to be happy for those who are succeeding around you instead of being caught in that comparison trap and forming some jealousy. Believe in yourself and believe that your success is also on its way. What you are admiring is a moment and period of time. Their dream is their dream. Your dream is yours. You need to stay focused on why you are doing what you are doing and what you want to accomplish. The outcomes may not be the same. Don't lose sight of yourself by wishing that you were living someone else's life. You have so much to offer, and we need it done your way. Turn inwardly and look for the opportunity that exists in your struggle. What are you struggling with? What is the lesson that you are learning from the situation? What can you do differently? Whose knowledge, skills, and abilities can help you tap into and share yours and their experiences? Ask for recommendations or resources. In what ways can you view this situation differently? Is it time to let go of one idea to really focus and develop another? How are you getting in your own way? You may be preventing yourself from achieving success with your own mindset. Are you willing to take a risk? At least a calculated one? Are you willing to go out and meet people and move beyond that hello? Are you willing to follow up and ask for the sale? Listen to what you are telling yourself. Are you being supportive and encouraging like you would to a friend? Challenge your assumptions. Push yourself farther than the day before. You do not have to feel alone. You may want to talk to a trusted friend or even a mental health professional when you feel off track. Sometimes when you're too close to your problem, you can't see the solution. And asking for help is a strength. What would you tell someone in the same situation? Maybe it's time to follow your own advice. Well, everyone, that's the end of episode 53. We want you to see how much power you have. to go after what it is you want. People tend to lose their power when they're looking at the comparison, they're looking at the struggle, and all they see is a problem. So what I need you to do is move beyond that. Start looking for solutions. Start looking for questions and strengths and using all of these pieces to help you push through the struggle to reach your greatest breakthrough. So what I want you to do is write us a review. Give us a 5-star high five here at the Millionaire Woman Show. Share us with your friends and colleagues. You will be helping them. This is considered a gift when you can help others achieve their goals. And subscribe to our newsletter so you don't miss out on some of the articles, blog topics, upcoming events. We have a new product launch that's going to be happening in January, February, so you won't want to miss any of it. And if you need some other resources, you can also go on to Amazon's Barnes & Noble, you know, the GPS, Your Best Life book that I've co-authored. And also there's the Entrepreneurial Mom's Guide to Growing a Business and Creating a Life You Love While You Raise a Family. So these are some of the resources. Also, I am in the midst of writing my third book called Let's Be Curious, and it's working out to be a phenomenal book. It's probably going to be one of my favorites out of all of them so far. And just to share with you the knowledge and the power of questions. So don't be afraid to ask questions and challenge those assumptions that you're having. So if you've gained some nuggets, and if this podcast has influenced you, has helped you take a step in a different direction to help you grow, we would love to hear from you. You can email me directly at Deborah@DeborahKozowski.com. If you would like to grab the show notes, you go to www.themillionairewoman.com/podcast. We look forward to hearing from you. So what I need you to do is, as what Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world and go out and make today great. Have a great day.